Yes, Lord, come by here. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries, WGUM. This is the Hour of Power. So glad that you're with us for another day, evening, morning of joy and happiness featuring Pastor Patricia Bitterman. And now I want you to hear Walter Hawkins, come back here. Yes, God's got it. This is Benny Cummings and the King's Temple Choir. God's got it. After this, you will hear, without introduction or interruption, Pastor Patricia Bitterman.
Even Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, everything you need, God's got it. That preaches by itself. Everything you need, God got it. If you need more power to stand in the darkest hour, God's got it. And look at the world the way it is today. These parents and these wives and the children of the men who was gunned down, whether they were in Dallas or Minnesota or in Baton Rouge, everything you need, God got it. So I'm sure out of some of them that I just called, whether it be Minnesota or Baton Rouge or Dallas, they need power to stand in this dark hour. It is a dark day when your loved one have been shot down. I tell you, I experienced that almost 4 years ago. I had a loved one that was shot down, and the way that I made it was that I relied on God for his strength, for the power of God took me over the highways to travel from New York to South Carolina to funeralize my nephew, and I needed God's strength to guide me and to help me to be strong for my sister, for my brother and my mother. Everything I needed, God had it. And guess what? He gave it to me. He didn't just have it and kept it for himself. He knew that I needed his power, his strength, his love, his care. And he released what I needed to get through that dark time in my life, losing a loved one to bullet and gun. I tell you, everything you need, God's got it. And don't you forget that. Because there are some dark days ahead. For the Bible that I read declares in Timothy that in the last days, perilous times will come when men will be lovers of their own self. They're not even giving a hoot about you, it's all about them. How you fare is not important to them. But I tell you, if you need more grace to run the race, God's got it. Oh, God, he's got houses and land, and guess what? Believe it or not, he's got the world in his hand. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the world, the scripture said, the world, in they that dwell therein. We dwell in the world. We're on the earth. The earth is the Lord's. The enemy might destroy you or me, but he cannot destroy the earth. Why? Because the earth is the Lord. It belongs to God. He's got the whole world in his hand. God's got it. There isn't a war going on that he cannot stop, whether it be a war in your life or a war in the world. ISIS is not a problem for God because he holds the world in his hand. Just one word. from the Lord. That's all. That's all we need. It's just one word. And the word says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care it. For you, just one word. To know that, God, you are with me in my dark days. You'll make a way. In my darkest hour, you'll give me the power, the strength to stand against wickedness in high places. Oh, yes, the White House is a high place. It's a lot of wickedness in the high place. They don't want to pass the law concerning the guns that's taken innocent people's life. A lot of wickedness. The Bible speaks of it in high places. But I want to let you know, as a child of God, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio friends and family. We are one big family in the Lord. And we look forward to coming into your hearing by way of Blog Talk Radio on Thursday mornings at 10, on Sunday morning, the first Sunday morning at 10, on the fourth Sunday morning at 10, and every fourth Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. It is a blessing that we are able to send out the word of God over the airways to encourage you. I don't have a ministry of doom and gloom. The song said, I heard it this morning that Walter had made, and it says, come by here, Lord. And I used to sing that when I was a child, and we used to sing it, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. And I know. Come by here. Some of those folk in Minnesota had to stop and say, come by here, Lord. Come by here. The folk in Baton Rouge had to stop and say, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. And I know the mother said, I need you, Lord. Come by here. I need you, Lord. And won't you come by here? I know the auntie said, I need you, Lord. Come by. Ah, say, God, I feel your presence. Hey, come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. So come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come visit me, God. I need you. I need you to help me make it through the night. Come by here, God. I need you to help me. I need you to be my bridge over troubled waters. And darkness is deep and hope is so low. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. That's what we're singing. Come by here. It's not time to sing, we shall overcome. But it's time to call on the name of the Lord. Jesus, somebody's praying. Won't you come by here? Somebody needs you. Jesus, come by here. Ah, oh, Lord, we need you. Come by here. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you can call on Jesus, whether it be morning, noon, or night? I was just on the airplane on yesterday, Tuesday, and I was coming back to Long Island, and there was a woman who sat on the plane between me and a little old white lady, and she took the middle seat. And we began to talk about the goodness of God. And I'm sitting in the window seat, and I looked out the window, and I said to her, who else but God could do something like this? I said, look at the cloud. And as I looked at one of the clouds, it looked like it had a face in the cloud. I wonder if that was Jesus. Oh, bless his name. And we just talked about what I was seeing out the window. And she has flown before, and she has sat in a window seat, and she began to talk about how beautiful God's work is. Oh, bless his name. And they, look, the woman, you know how they demonstrate. If the plane starts going down, reach up over your head and grab the oxygen and put that on and put this on. And if it's a little one, you put yours on first and then you put that on. I said, do she think that I have time to do all of that? I said, because if the plane should start going down, the oxygen mask can't save my life, but there is a name that's given unto men, and his name is Jesus, and that's the name they'll hear on this plane. I will call on Jesus, who can straighten the plane up and bring it to a safe landing or a smooth flight. Oh, bless his name. My sister is in the air. And a storm is too bad in South Carolina, and she cannot land. So they went into Florida for safety landing. And right now she's in Jacksonville waiting for the signal for the plane to take off and go to Charleston for her destination. But the name that we know is Jesus. Ah, glory to God. The oxygen mask can't do it, but Jesus can. Look at that guy who was flying the plane and landed the plane in New York in all that water, and not a soul was harmed. Don't you know it wasn't a pilot, not a man pilot, but it was Jesus Christ. Jesus is the superstar here, not man. And I praise God for his goodness. Everything I need, God's got it. Everything you need, God's got it. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's in the hospital, Lord. Come by here. Somebody's even in the morgue. Come by here. Because the people that's acquainted or associated with those that in the morgue, their family needs you to stop by here. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I prayed for a woman 2 weeks ago who was at death's door. Didn't look good. Wasn't expected to make it through the night. And I said, God, I'm going away on vacation. And I don't want this young woman to die before I get back. I said, but if it's your will, Father, I ask that you would keep her until I return. I said, but if it's not your will, I'll praise you anyhow. But I tell you, God's will, or let me say it like this, my will lined up with God's will. So I asked him to let his will be done. And his will was, I'll keep her until you return. And I returned, like I said, on yesterday. And last night, God called her home. God got it. Yes, he do. And I thank God for the valleys. I thank him for the mountains. I thank him for the storms that he's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, oh God, I thank you that you protected my sister, that the pilot said, we cannot land this aircraft at the place that we set out for, which was Charleston, South Carolina. So we're going to go to safety. And where is safety? Did he come back to New York? No. Where the sun is shining. Delaware's got rain. I don't know what's going on in Philadelphia. But he said, Charleston, we cannot do just yet. But we can go to Jacksonville. And we can land the aircraft there. And we can wait on the ground until we get the signal. My sister is on that plane, God. Take it safely to the destination point. Don't think your prayers are going unheard. That pilot was not a fool to try to land, and the turbulence was so bad. The rain, the storm, the thunder. I talked to someone in Charleston, and they said it's thundering and carrying on. But God had his hand on the pilot and said, take another route. Detour. God is telling somebody tonight to detour. I know you was headed this way because it seemed like the right way, but God said detour because of safety over there. I would say that there's safety in Jacksonville for Southwest Airlines, that my sister is on. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. And my mother is a holy woman. And my sister is her daughter. She's a righteous woman. And I praise God, woo, for the miracle of detouring. Bless his name. I feel good. Everything I need, God's got it. I need him to answer the prayer that I pray. He's got it. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. But there's another song that says, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind, and they took a little time to pray for me, and I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I wasn't the only one that prayed about that Southwest airline landing. There was somebody else saying, Lord, I don't want to die like this. Somebody else was saying, my family member is on that plane. My mother is on that plane. I don't want you to try to land here. Take up to safety. Ooh, God, I feel good. I feel the presence of the Lord. The soul says the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere, the presence of the Lord. is here. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing right now. I tell you, I had a wonderful vacation. I thank my host, my engineer, my bishop, my pal, my friend, my confidant, all of those things, Dr. Bishop, Dr. Gregory M. Scott. He planned my entire vacation, and there was every day was a day of excitement. Not only that, we got no rain because we were outside and going from one place to the next, seeing all that one man, a monument that one man built. And I tell you, it was just beautiful to see, to behold that. And I tell you, I just want to pause for a minute and say thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Dr. Scott. It's just good when people know what to do and how to do. And it was just phenomenal. It just what I encountered, and I never thought about, you know, going out of the U.S. of A. And I went over into a place I always wanted to see, Niagara Falls, and God blessed me on this trip to go into Canada and just look at this body of water just steadily flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And I just thought about how God's love is just like Niagara Falls. It just keeps growing and growing and growing and flowing and flowing and flowing, because his love doesn't wax cold towards us. We are his children. We are his creation. And even when we're bad children, yes, when we're bad, he still loves us in spite of our badness, because he made us and he know what we are going to do before we know ourselves. The surprise is not on God. The surprise is on you. Mm-hmm. The surprise is not on God. It's on you. Because he said, I know your thoughts. I know them before you even know them. So whatever you do won't surprise me, but it'll surprise you. I like that. You cannot surprise God, but you surprise yourself. That, oh, wow, I did that. I preached that sermon once, and I preached it in Chester, Pennsylvania. I did that. I have to go back and look in my notes from way back in the early 2000s to see if I can find that sermon and do it again. I did that. And I tell you, the people was blessed, because everything that I mentioned, they did that. Even when they turned their life around and started seeking after the Lord, I did that. And some of them found that they did that. It was a beautiful, beautiful sermon. I did that. And I'm telling you, you would be amazed at your own self that, I did that. Lord, I hope the Lord, honey, the Lord knew that you was going to do that before you knew it. So shame on you. No surprise to God. The surprise is on you. I'm not going to be with you very long. I always say that, don't I? But I've already preached. I've already been to the mountaintop. I've felt the presence of the Lord in this place. And it's so good to know that I have a Jesus on the inside working on the outside. And this book of Jeremiah, I want to read a passage of scripture here out of my King James. And let me read it out of my New Spirit-Filled Bible first. I always keep this on my bed. Well, let me just start here. I always say I'm going to start one place and then I look and start another. It says the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, and it says, "Now these are the words of the letters that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priest, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This happened after Jeremiah, the king, the queen mother, the eunuch, the prince of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem." Now, this chapter of Jeremiah, as it reads, is talking about the letter to the captives. And it's maybe not easy to follow, so you will have to read all of this yourself. And that fourth verse is, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon." Did you hear that? It says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit." Now, I just got finished telling you everything you need, God's got it. God had allowed them to be carried away, taken, held captive, and brought to a place. This just ties in with that airline that God has allowed. There's a storm, and God has allowed the plane to be detoured into a better place. Oh, God, I thank you. He has allowed that to be a better place for them for right now. It doesn't mean that they're going to stay in Jacksonville, but for right now, it's safety. It is the place for them to be. Whether they want to be there or not, it is a safe haven for them right now. Let's read this word a little bit more. And it says, I'm going back to 5. Let's do 4 again, because I want somebody to get this, that God makes plans for those whom he really, really can depend on or really love, that he has called and chosen to get a work done. Then God will make sure that they get from unsafety to safety. Yes, Lord. "Thus say the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses." See, I just didn't bring you to safety for you to sit down on your stool or do nothing. There's a work that you have to do. Oh, bless God. He brought you from a place to a purpose. He brought you through this, and now he's taking you through that. But you have something to do. I just didn't bring you out. I didn't hold you captive. See, I didn't send you to Babylon to do nothing. but I'm sending you to build the houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Look at this one. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not dismissed, diminished. Okay. Have my God in heaven, and seek peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, my God, and pray to the Lord for it. For in its peace you will have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your debonairs who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which ye have caused to be dreamed. For the prophets, the prophecy falsely to you in my name. They prophesy falsely. They're out there to you in my name. And after 7 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, and cause you to return to this place. There is a time for all things. So, time to laugh, time to mourn, time to cry, time to rejoice. It's a time to be born and a time to die. With God, things are done in its time and not a minute before. You know, if you pick strawberries before they're ripe, they don't have a flavor. They are a strawberry, but they don't have any flavor. But if you let it ripen, then they taste naturally sweet. You don't need to put sugar or honey on them. You can just eat them that way. Tomatoes, my grandmother would put green tomatoes in the window, and they would sit for a couple of months until the tomato flavor came in to the tomato. And you, yourself, every day you go to the market and you find that your green bananas have no flavor yet. So you let it sit for about 3 days, and they start to get the little freckles on them, the little brown spots. And even though his skin is spotted on the outside, oh my God, what flavor is on the inside. And that's the way we look to God. We may be a little spotted. Oh God, I thank you for your word. We may be a little spotted on the outside, but the flavor is on the inside. Remind me to preach that. I'm spotted on the outside, but my flavor is on the inside. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the word. Let's go on. Let's go on. Because somebody don't believe that God had them carried away, had them captured, carried away to this place that he wanted them to be fruitful in. And the word said, my God, my good word towards you, and cause you to return to this place and listen to this. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. It's amazing when you are reading the Word of God and God actually speaks directly to you. It's okay for somebody to just pick up this word and just read that. But when it becomes a reality to you, when it becomes a real word and you hear the voice of God speaking to you directly, saying the thoughts, peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Now, that's my new Spirit-filled Bible. Let's see how King James says this, 29 of Jeremiah and verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." King James go on and say, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me, O God, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place which I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon." My God, I tell you, the Word of God is rich and is sharper than a two-edged sword. Knowing that, thus saith the Lord of the King that sitteth upon the throne of David and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. I tell you, this is a beautiful letter that's being written by Jeremiah, and I want you to get your Bible. Now, that was King James that I finished it in, and I'm sure my new spirit fill will have some different words, but it's all good. It's all saying the same thing. Everything you need, God's got it. And in order for you to get it, you just heard me read that he said, "Seek me and you will find me. Seek me and you will find me. Call upon me. Come by here, Lord. When I'm seeking you, I'm asking you to come by, Lord, and visit my house. Know ye not that my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Lord, come by and visit my temple. I'm seeking you, God. I'm searching for you. I'm asking you to stop by. So come by here, Lord. I need you, Lord, to stop by." Benny Cummings also had that song, "Stop By." Somebody need a blessing, won't you? Stop by. Somebody need a healing, won't you? Stop by. We need the Lord to stop by through the storms of life. I want to be with him every day of my life. Stop by. We need the Lord to stop by. So come by here, Lord. Come by here. I'm seeking and I'm searching and I'm asking for you to visit me. And he's letting me know that I'm visiting you, but my thoughts are not evil towards you. My thoughts is of peace. I want you to have my peace. So I don't have any evil against you, but I give you my peace. Seek me for my peace. Oh, God, I love you. God is so good. I just really and truly love God, and I thank him for his goodness. It is another Thursday that we have dined at the table of our Father. And I am full tonight. I just thank him for his goodness. We need to read on in that book of Jeremiah. You know, most people, preachers, I'm guilty of that as well. We will just grab the highlight, which is, for I know the thoughts that I think of you, or the thoughts that I have planned for you, whatever. And that's where we hang out at the 11th verse. But we have no idea why the Lord is saying, I know the thoughts I have. I didn't bring you out of Jerusalem to Babylon because my thoughts against you was evil. My thoughts against you is a peace. I put you in a place where you can multiply, where you can prosper, where you can plant your gardens, you can build your houses, you can take sons and wives and daughters and continue to keep on producing sons and wives and daughters and husbands. My thoughts are not evil. Thoughts are good. But we always, as preachers, we get up and we say, I'm going to read Jeremiah 29:1, that I know the plans or the thoughts that I have for you. And you're sitting there just so excited over that, but you don't even know the reason why God is speaking that. Because somebody like me and you probably was in our flesh and said, like they said, in Genesis or Exodus, I believe it was, when the children was in the wilderness, they said, well, they brought us here to die. We had better than this down in Egypt. Why you bring us here to die? See, that's how we do. Our flesh tries to know more about us than what God knows who made us. So we get all crazy with our mouth because our mind is messed up, and we try to put blame on God. The reason why, well, why you bring me here? You know, they told me, ain't no food here. We ain't no food here. But God had to let them know, I am your food. I am the bread and your water. I can give you water in the desert. I can prove myself to you. And God gave them no leftovers, but he gave them fresh food every day. That's the God that I know. So stop trying to figure that God is against you because things went in the opposite direction, but be still and know that I'm God. Find out why I put you in this place and why I put you there. I put you there for a reason, but it wasn't of evil. It's of good. That's why I have you in the place that you're in. I know it feels like it's evil. It feels like everything is coming up against you, and you feel like you're going to be there forever. And God, will I ever get out of taking care of this person, or will I ever get out of that marriage and go on to a new one? Or will I ever be able to get rid of this grandson that doesn't want to leave home? I heard a lady say something about the children were still at home in their 30s and 40s and some in their 50s. But so you feel like, God, am I ever going to be free to enjoy me? Am I ever going to have any me time? God, why did you let this lot fall on me. But God is saying, I know the plan I have for your life. I know. And peace is one of them. And you will have peace because I have brought you to this place. And when the time has come, I will set you free from this place and bring you back. Oh, God is so good and he is so worthy to be praised. Please read Jeremiah chapter 29 in its entirety. Jeremiah 29 through verse 1 through. It's only 32 verses. So please read all of it. It says, I have not sent him, and he has caused you to trust in me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah, that Nephthite, okay, and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among this people, nor shall he see the good that I will do for my people, saith the Lord, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord. Make sure preachers and teachers, apostles, pastors, whoever you are, make sure that you don't teach that among your people or to your people, because you will be punished for that. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, and guess what? Thus saith Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Why do I say it? Because I take God at his word. God bless you, sweethearts, darlings. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I love you not to death. I love you to life, but I do love you to death of the flesh. That's the death I love you. If I hear people say, oh, honey, I love them to death. Okay, love them to the death of the flesh, but love them to the life of the spirit. So I love you to life tonight. You pray for me, and I pray for you. And together, we will walk in peace. God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you once more and again. Be blessed.
Yes, come by here. You've been listening to Pastor Patricia Benjamin bringing us once again an inspiring, uplifting, and spiritually enlightening message. Thank you so much, Pastor. And yes, God, please come by here. Amen.